Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Reverend Crystal, and I will tell you a little bit about how I got to be that way. Thank you. When it was me being in high school and it was time to, you know, choose colleges and then you had to have something that you wanted to do, I didn't have something that I wanted to do, or I didn't think I did. And so I thought about law school because I wanted to see what was right in the world. And I thought, okay, law school, you know, laws, that's what we live by. Boom. Well, that didn't happen because it was not where I was supposed to be. I thought about psychology because I wanted to, for lack of a better word, help people. I wanted people to experience something better than what they had. And I wanted to know why people work, if you will, why they act, why they are the way they are. So I thought, oh, psychologists do that. Okay. Nope, that didn't happen either. And so what I did go to school for was professional writing. Again, I thought, well, I want to share things. I want to share, you know, uplifting things rather than the way the media is with its obsession with what appears to be wrong. You know how that is. Just have to pick up the paper this morning and see, you know, whatever you see. But although I went to school for professional writing and I do write, that wasn't my calling either. So, years later, and it seems like it's been a long journey, and maybe it has, but I'm a minister, and this is where I'm supposed to be. I know that. And the reason why is because I believe, and I have come to realize that this is my true belief, that we need a spiritual foundation for everything else. Psychology is fine. Nancy Clark talks a lot about psychology when she speaks, and sometimes I just have to laugh because it seems like it's more psychology sometimes than spirituality. And that's fine. Maybe Nancy likes that. That's good. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. And, of course, in New Thought, we teach positive thinking. Nothing wrong with that either. Great. The more positive your thinking is, you know, the better you feel, basically. But where is your positive thinking coming from? And that is what we're asking ourselves today. Where does our thinking come from? Well, we heard several times today, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That verse is actually from Proverbs 23:7, but it comes up in other places too. It came up in our Fillmore reading this morning, and actually psychology books have been written on that premise. What I'm saying here is not that our teachings are missing anything or that even psychology is missing anything. It's not. They all serve a purpose. But what is the foundation? What is the heart of the matter, as I have the message title as today? What is in our hearts, and how do we know what is in our hearts? Well, we can tell. It's not the easiest thing to discern, but we can tell. What good, I ask you this, what good are our meditation practices, our metaphysical stuff, as I will call it later? We meditate, we pray, some of us do affirmative prayer. We do talk a lot about our mental attitudes and our thoughts. But are they any good by themselves? This meditation take, for example. Is it going to do any good by itself if you just sit there and meditate? It may. Meditating is better than not meditating. Thinking positively is better than thinking negatively, of course. But the source of our thinking is our heart. So you can have the most positive mental attitude that we've ever seen and still have a self-image in your heart that is not in line with your true nature. And so we have to ask, what is our true nature? We know in New Thought that it is divine. We have the power of God living within us right now. Do we realize it right now at this moment? Well, hopefully now we do, but we don't always. We're not always aware of that. But in your heart, if you think about yourself right now, try this. Think about you. Imagine yourself looking in a mirror, and you are what you see. What do you see? What are the first thoughts that pop into your mind? I bet for many of us, the first ones, or the dominant ones, are not positive. We're thinking about what we want to change, what should be different. Why didn't I lose that weight? Why did I have that piece of chocolate cake? And things like this. That is a clue, and any thoughts like that are a clue, to what our true self-image is. Aha. But, thankfully, that image can be changed. We don't have to keep this heart image of ourselves being flawed. Because that is not a spiritually based self-image. And that is why I chose ministry, or ministry chose me. It is because I want people to know that they can have a spiritually based self-image, and why they would want one. Who cares? Well, we need to care, because if all we have is psychology or the study of the mind itself, the brain, and, you know, all these things that are studied, that's all we have. What happens? How can we go beyond that? The spirituality is what is beyond that. It is the foundation of all these other things. The foundation of psychology is spirituality. Maybe they can't say that because they are psychologists or psychiatrists or what have you. So they won't say it. But we can still know that it's true. If they're going to get anywhere with their therapies and anything that we practice, even Reiki, meditation, you know, a holistic healing of any kind, it needs to have a strong foundation. If a man builds his house on the sand, what happens? The storm comes and no more house. If you build your house on a rock, what happens? Your house stands. The rock is that spiritual foundation. The house that you're building, in our case today, is your heart image. That thing, what you think about yourself truly, in your heart. Because when we deal with this, and we bring it into alignment with the spirituality that we know, then the positive thinking gets easier, the meditation gets more productive, the prayers, we see them answered, but even before we do, we know that they already are. And we don't just say that when we stick the paper in the box. We know. You can know that when you have this foundation. And that is why you have a heart. You have been given a heart, this heart inside you, but also a woven heart. And you will take that with you, I hope. And remember, and I'm not asking you to change anything, really, because you're more than welcome to keep the heart image that you may have now, the one that looks in the mirror and says, well, this, and this should be different. You can keep it if you like, or you can choose something better. What do you want? You have a choice. Which do you want? Do you want the better spiritual life that does not mean giving up anything or sacrificing or anything like that? It means opening to what is ours. Why are we here on this earth right now? Why are you here? What is yours to do? What is your purpose and your goal for this lifetime of being here? When you have that heart foundation of spirituality, you know what that is. If you don't consciously know, that's okay. But then, when you meditate from this foundation, it's easier to discern, yes, this is my purpose, and this is my next step right now. And sometimes that's all we see is the next step. But that's enough. So, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We're not talking about mind thinking here. We've already established that. Your mind thinking is whatever it is. The thoughts, they come and they go. Bye-bye. Sometimes they come and they stick around and needle at us. Whatever they do, yeah, we don't know anything about that, do we? Whatever they do, that is what they do. Those are thoughts. Okay. We are talking about something deeper than that. We are talking about the thing that causes the mind thinking. And that is the heart thinking. As you think in your heart, so are you. And the spiritually based self-image that I am speaking of here, I was going to say promoting, but this isn't a marketing speech. This spiritual self-image, it cannot be, I can't give it to you, unfortunately. If I could, I would have wrapped it up in those little hearts and presented it to you, which is symbolically what I have done, but I can't do any more than that. Ministers, psychologists, teachers, who have you? We are only guides. Only, yes, I said only. We are only guides. That's all we do. We facilitate, we assist, we are partners, if you will, and if you choose to work with us, we will be a support. But really, the stuff that makes you up comes from inside you. And I will always take you back to that God power that is within you now and always. So this heart image, that's what it is. It is the God power. And it is what develops and what creates the thinking that is in your mind, the words that you say, the actions that you take. In short, this image creates your life. So, while I'm not specifically asking you to change your self-image, you might kind of want to do that. Because, as I said, when you do, you will experience better things. And experience is not all there is. But it is the way that we communicate. As I'm communicating with words here, we measure things by our past experiences with them. If you haven't experienced this heart image, whether in meditation or in nature is a good place to become aware of that, or in any way, you may be saying, well, that's all fine and dandy, but how do I experience this? I can't really tell you that. I can recommend meditation, I can recommend affirmative prayer because they've worked for me. But for you, you may need to find your own tools. And if you have to spend some time doing that, the way I spent time thinking of law school and psychology and what have you before ministry, that's fine. It is time well spent. It's not wasted by any means. You will get something out of this message right here if you choose to. Similarly, you will get something out of whatever time you spend improving your self-image. Not the self-image that is projected to others, the one that they see, but more so the one that they don't see. The one that people see will improve, but if you're always working on the outside, you're only going to get so far. Improving the image on the inside is the best way to truly up-level, evolve, improve anything. And that is why you have your little hearts here, and we are talking about this. The heart is a powerful thing, and we don't even really think about that. Even just the organ within us that is called a heart. Imagine, well, if it stops beating, we don't have a physical existence anymore. So that's pretty powerful, isn't it? But this heart, your spiritual heart, it's the most powerful of all. It is what makes your physical heart beat. It is what makes your mind something that other humans can study should they choose to do so. It is where everything else comes from. It is the source of all things. It's interesting that another verse says the heart is deceitful above all things. I don't believe that by its literal interpretation, but I do believe that you can have, if you will, a negative image in your heart, and so the heart will create things that are also deceitful. That is, I believe, how that works. So, it is good for us to improve this heart image that we have.